cold in Lampang. Standing in the knee-deep brook that branches out from the Wang River, Galiayamdilir shoveled wet sand into a wooden pan that looked like an upside-down Vietnamese hat. Submerged slightly below the surface, the pan was shaken left and right while Galia swept the sand away, layer by layer. "Gold is heavy, so it naturally works its way down to the bottom of the pan," she said, while attempting to get rid of unwanted mud, rocks, and sand. Her wooden pan, known among locals as a wan, was almost empty, so her eager eyes were sweeping over it for something that glittered. "It is impossible to tell whether we will go home with some gold or we will go home empty-handed. It all depends on luck," said the 40-year-old local of Wang Nua district of Lampang province. But Galia was apparently lucky that day. What was left at the very bottom of her pan were tiny bits of gold, some smaller than 1 millimeter in diameter. Pan after pan, by the end of the day, Galia had gold which, she said, was worth 200 to 300 baht, necessary income for not just herself, but also her family. Gold panning is a process that requires great patience and stamina. You can stand in the water for hours trying to extract gold from sand and get nothing. But the locals consider gold panning their hobby, something they do when they're free from the rigors of farming or from their routine agricultural work. According to Chief of the Wang Gao Dambun Administration Organization, Phnom Jinjat, gold panning is an activity that has been carried out by the locals for several generations. Dambun Wang Gao in Wang Nua district is well known among not just the people in the neighborhood, but also those from other provinces as a gold panning site. Geographically speaking, Dambun Wang Gao is located at the border of Lampang province, adjacent to the Wang River, explained Phnom. The area is also situated near the Pi Pan Na mountain range, which extends across Chiang Rai, Payao, and Lampang. Earth crust displacement in the old times brought about the influx of underground gold that mainly originated from the Pi Pan Na range. When underground rainwater from the mountain flows down and branches out into the brooks, gold comes with it,